page 171. Still a dream?
Soweto, South Africa. A township Tulisizwe Kosi still calls home. He's part of the first generation of children born in the hopeful years after apartheid. But the rainbow nation Nelson Mandela dreamt of is far from reality, he says.
If rainbow nation is availability of drugs everywhere in Soweto, then yeah, definitely. And a lot of crime, ooh, a lot of it. That's a rainbow nation as well.
Many young South Africans say they've had enough of the myth of Mandela. They may have the freedom he fought for, but what use is that, they ask, without a job or prospects? Not everyone has lost their optimism. Kaylee Clifford is a student of political science in Johannesburg.
I think that Nelson Mandela is still a symbol of hope, a symbol of peace and reconciliation. I think he was an excellent statesman, but more than that, he represented what it was to simply just be a good person. And I think that still resonates with the youth.
Kaylee Clifford has a mixed heritage background. She personifies the reconciliation Mandela fought for. A member of South Africa's young, well-educated elite, she's able to take advantage of the opportunities in this country. But Clifford is aware that not everyone has benefited from Mandela's legacy.
I don't know whether it did enough to address sort of the roots of racism at the heart of society. And I think that's probably why we found ourselves in a situation like today where the youth is still very angry. There's still a lot of resentment and sort of tension bubbling beneath the surface. And issues of race are still very sensitive.
Copyright Deutsche Welle.